We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Look, all I know is this. The minute Mason went after the man's helmet with his foot in his groin, it's on. I'm hearing all these announcers saying that Garrett should be suspended. Maybe he should. But when a guy's trying to get your helmet off your head, and that's where it started, white with his foot in your groin, it's on. I'm just saying. Take care.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
And tonight, don't forget, Joe Ostrowski, Jay Zawoski, you can join them at the Miller Lite Top Draft Show from 6 to 10 at Odyssey Sweet Spot in Tinley Park. Enjoy the broadcast. Enter for a chance to win Bears tickets and watch a live interview with former Bear linebacker Lance Briggs, brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
And we want to thank everyone connected to the program. Want to thank you for texting, for emailing, for all the wonderful contributions.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, we appreciate that. And thanks to Dustin for sure.
Trying to obtain nude pictures of Trump.
Yeah, he's a little twisted.
Sounds about right.
Thank you, Kevbo.
Ah, God is the greatest.
I knew I'd regret it. And thanks to Ray. Boy, Ray, thank you so much.
Play hard, drink less, and see what happens.
And I had a great night last night. I want to thank all the fine folks at the Missouri Valley Conference. Their soccer tournament is going on this weekend. There are two games today at Loyola Soccer Park. Missouri State is undefeated and has got a good shot at glory here. They're playing Drake at 1:00, and then the Ramblers are playing at 4:00 against Bradley.
Drake!
Two really good teams, and then there'll be a championship on Sunday at 1:00. I'm really looking forward to that. Want to thank everyone that had me out to this thing last night. I played soccer at Loyola. I don't know if I've
and you emceed the banquet, right?
I emceed the banquet, and we had a moment of silence for my old coach, Rock O'Connell, and there were some of the coaches came up and said wonderful things. John Lemmy from Missouri State, and Jim DeRose, he's a listener from Bradley. Guy grew up in Philly, said he loves listening to us complain about football on a Monday morning. Hopefully we'll be not complaining on a Monday morning. Neil Jones from Loyola, Gareth Smith from Drake. It was really, it was a wonderful event. They were really kind to me, so thank them for that. And I would like to thank you guys for letting me get that out. We had so much stuff going on today. Connor and Mark Grody sitting. Grody time! It's always the
morning, guys.
Begin the dance party. How are you, fellas?
Good, doing Connor. Well. Good.
Yeah. Glad you had a good time last night, Molly.
Thank
That's
you,
awesome.
Pal.
I was wondering, you know how Doug would always say that he had one play of goal line left in him?
Sure.
I mean, that was his – he believed this. I mean, he truly, honestly, really believed it. Do you think you've got one PK? What's left? What skill – You don't know, seriously, like a good jump shooter.
I have nothing
always
left.
Always has the jump shot left.
I left it all in the field like 30 something years ago. There's
spent
not
it all,
a chance.
No regrets.
No.
You left
no
it
regrets
all
at all. But
all right.
I honest to God, if I mean, here's the thing, and it's kind of sketch truth. If I were in this era, I would never get a game. I mean, these guys are so good. They're so much better than we were. It's almost unbelievable. I was an ethnic, so I had played as a child. And I had a great advantage. When you start dealing with kids that grew up and played their whole lives, and
right.
There are a couple of guys I played with that were really good foreign players, but I would say honestly, I couldn't get a kick.
Were you
with
more
these
just
guys.
Just a bruiser, like a
no,
guy
I
walking
was more,
around
I,
trying to?
I look like that, Connor. I was more of a finesse player, believe it
really?
Or not.
Really, touch.
I
guy.
Had a really nice little poke tackle, and I was also kind of crazy.
That mulligan that I was helps. Looking to get up in transition, never wants to put the body on anybody, that kind of
no,
guy?
No, I was more, I mean, I was a giant-sized man for a soccer player, let's
right.
be honest.
You're
but
huge.
But I had more, my old man played in England, and, you know, my parents were immigrants. I grew up a little differently than most. Hmm. So we played the game when I was a kid, is what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
I mean, as a child, not like as an older person.
You grew up playing soccer.
I did.
Yeah.
So right. As a finesse guy, I'm assuming you never grabbed a large piece of equipment and bashed it over somebody's Gatorade head during the game? You know, or you did.
I had a horrible moment in a game where a guy had elbowed me in the head on a corner kick. And as we were going up the field, I saw the two linesmen running and the referee was turned around. And I clocked him.
Nice.
I mean, I hit the guy. And then I started jogging toward the center of the field. Then he started running after me screaming. And I just took off. And then my buddy Fuzzy started running after him. So it was hilarious. Like, it turned into like the Keystone Cop. We're like having this chase around the field where this guy got thrown out. Nothing happened to me. And he stood on the sidelines banging his shoes together, screaming at me for the rest of the game until they made him
his shoes.
He took his shoes off.
Threatening you with the shoes?
He took his shoes off and he banged his shoes together.
Come after him. I'm going to get you with the cleats.
It was pretty funny, really, because I kept then turning to him and waving and like pointing to the field, like myself, I'm here, you are out. That didn't go over well for him at all either.
I like that when you're driving around, you know, and maybe somebody gets angry at you and you're screaming and yelling and the whole thing. Every now and again, I'll just turn and give him a big smile and wave. Like nothing's wrong. Like I do that.
It's a great way to get shot.
Oh, it's not a good idea. Yeah. I'll do it every now and again.
It's not funny, but there are some people that their personality changes behind the wheel of a car.
Oh, I think that's the worst.
That's most people.
I think it's everybody.
Very protective.
My longstanding theory is you are the worst version of yourself while driving in traffic. Like whatever base emotions you have and whatever filters you've got, they go away, that takes over, and you become the very worst person that you can be while you're driving in traffic.
Hmm.
I try not to be like that. I mean, I'm my worst person in other moments.
I
have a buddy who, like I said to him, hey, how's your week going? This is like a month ago. And he's like, I had a bad week. I got in two high speed chases because a guy cut me off. I'm like, what are you doing?
Let's get the like, siren.
If
on
you
top knew
of this
car.
Guy, he's got nothing. You know, what would you do if you caught up to someone? It's crazy.
The worst thing is the long honk. Like when somebody cuts you off and then you get the guy who does the 40 to 50 seconds sustained honk. Okay, we got your point. You're pissed.
50 seconds is a long honk.
That's a very long honk.
Seriously, though.
Like, really? That's a long one.
No. Like they will lay on it and they will leave it to continue to make their point. That instead of punching, it's the horn being sounded.
Yeah.
So it's actually a good thing that they're doing that instead of the alternative.
I think it's a release. You know, as long as you're not driving dangerously, yell, scream, give somebody, you know what I mean? That's a safe place to let it out, really. Because what's going to happen?
Just back off.
Keep driving.
Just back off, please. Just don't get aggressive behind the wheel of a car.
So what were you referring to, Grody, when you were talking about swinging equipment at somebody's
head? I don't know. You know what's the funny part about that? About Mr. Garrett and the helmet attempt on the life of Rudolph is that there's actually an article in the rule book which specifically says that you cannot take a player's helmet off and use it as a weapon.
Is that amazing?
Actually,
we talked about that a little bit.
I'm just saying.
It's shocking that happened in that game. Now, it has happened. We talked about it in practices. Kyle Long
did it.
Yeah.
So where was Eddie Jackson looking that he missed
it? Well, but the thing is, though, Kyle Long, from what we know, took somebody's helmet off and swung it at him. Okay,
he threw it. I actually saw it. It was, you saw it. Yeah, I did.
But
see
he did
it.
Not connect with somebody's head.
No. He took it off.
It doesn't make it any better. It just makes it different.
He did a. He threw it. He flung it at him.
From what kind of distance?
It was fairly close.
Okay.
But I mean, yeah, he was definitely swinging it at him. In his hand, and then he let it fly. So obviously, we couldn't see any real damage done to Jalen Dalton at the time. But it did have that same jarring feeling,
sure,
where it's just like, whoa, 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 whoa.
That's well outside the rules.
Yeah. Like where it's not just a shove off that you see in the NFL or two guys grabbing each other's masks. We're like, okay, break it up. It's like, whoa, that's next level stuff. And there's a reaction.
Yeah, he didn't connect, and it wasn't on national television. Which I think changed the way we...
And he was suspended for a preseason game. Yeah, that was what. Where he wasn't actually suspended. He just wasn't there.
That's a reward.
So, yeah, it was a reward. Yeah. That was kind of the way we were spinning it.
Saved him one more game before he got put on IR, I would imagine. You got to figure Myles Garrett is suspended.
Done.
Yeah.
Don't you think? I'd be stunned if he plays again this year.
Indefinitely.
Yeah.
You know, the end of this season, and then they'll reevaluate
and then
it probably.
And then they talk to him and all that.
Yeah, see how that goes. But, yeah, there's no it was really surprising, and I know Mike Pereira was talking just in immediately reacting to it, but he mentioned four games. Like, of course four games.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Definitely four games.
Of course.
Well, I thought it was funny. And, Molly, I know you mentioned it. He's had a couple of late hits on quarterbacks this year.
Yes.
But from my understanding, and mine is only like the national perspective, like checking in on the Browns every now and again, and up until now there's been really no reason to check in on the Browns until Baker Mayfield started starting for them last year.
We're forced to, though, every week.
But But there was the Hard Knocks where Myles Garrett had just been drafted. And everything everybody said about him was this, you know, really good dude. And Eddie even mentioned it with you guys. Like, Miles doesn't have that kind of reputation in the league. He actually has kind of a pretty decent reputation
as
a guy.
And I'm not arguing that. And maybe that was just one moment of madness.
Oh, Abbott could have
been. Again, you know, there are prisons filled with people with a moment of madness. It's an awful thing that he did. But I do think that that entire game, if you watch that whole game, there was a lot of headhunting.
Yeah.
There were a lot of hits that were on the verge of whether or not they were legal or not.
There was an ejection before
that. You could call that physical football, but there was an ejection before that. That was a horrible hit.
Yeah, he got blood coming
out of his ear.
That was eerie. Yeah.
That's kind of that game, though, right? I mean, the NFL has rivalries, of course. But if you really look over the last couple of years, you know, we've talked a lot about this with the Bears and Packers. Everybody knows each other, and you come up playing football together and all that stuff. That Steelers-Browns thing gets physical quite often.
Yeah, but not to that degree.
You got
to have awareness. I mean, you got to know what the time of the game is. You have to – I mean, yeah, he lost his cool and he lost his awareness, but you've got to understand what's at stake there. And if you're going to respond like that, you had a minute left in the game, less than a minute, and you did something that's going to impact you the rest of your career.
Does what Mason Rudolph did matter at all?
Well, I think it helped provoke it, but I don't think that it justified the kind of response it get. And I'm not with O.J. Simpson. I'm not with Akeem Hicks.
I'm not with
anybody who says that was, you know.
I'm just saying.
A justifiable response based on what Mason Rudolph did.
No.
It's not justifiable. But what he did is also not a great idea.
I mean, trying to justify this.
What part of it?
It sounds like you're justifying it.
He's on the ground.
Because Akeem Hicks said, if you don't want to get hit, don't run up on me. Something along those lines.
Yeah,
don't run
that.
Up.
Right, which I think is a bad idea.
Well, I mean, if someone takes your helmet, are you supposed to, like, run to the sideline and, hey, Tony, can you go get my helmet?
Can I get a helmet?
Like, go to the equipment manager? What are you supposed to do?
I mean, the guy
took your helmet and tore it off your head. Did he run out? And you're right, he did grab
it. Mason Rudolph grabbed at the helmet and tried to put a cleat in his groin. It doesn't justify it.
When even the Cleveland players and coach is saying we're embarrassed by it, there's like they're calling their guy out. There's no protecting.
No protecting.
From the Cleveland side. That's where you know that there's no argument.
When Baker Mayfield calls it inexcusable, based on his definition of inexcusable, that kind of says everything that needs to be said.
Right. Listen, I have done some things. All
right.
I dropped a flag in
When he puts his flag in that, I have done some stuff.
Right.
He knows.
Oh, horrible guy.
Inexcusable.
Yeah.
What have you today? You've got Mark Grody.
We've got everything. Hub Arkish takes your calls at 10 o'clock. We got the midday midway at 10:40. And Pete Futek is going to stop by to break down the college football slate at 11. Plus, we have a pair of tickets to see the Bulls and the Heat. Mm. Coming up on November 26th.
Have a good show, and Grody, have a good time in L.A.
Thank you, guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.